Why did he allow them to pierce him, to beat him, and then hang on the cross? Why did he allow, God allowed him to go after his death, to go to hell? See, people said, you know, Jesus didn't go to hell. Yes, he did. If he hadn't gone, you would have to go. He went to hell. I can prove that by scripture. Don't have time tonight, but you just go to the second chapter of Acts and read it. It said, Jesus said plainly, thou will not leave my soul in hell. You can't leave something that never been there. So he suffered this. He went to hell. He suffered the tortures of hell. That hell, why, that dishes out. Why did he do it? To deliver you so you could become one spirit with the Lord. God and his family. God, the redeemer of the Lord. Hallelujah. So he said, I stood before you feeling inadequately, filled with reverence for God and trembling under the sense of the importance of my words. And I don't take lightly the words that God has given me tonight. They are so important. The message I preach and now and how I preached it was not to attempt to sway you by persuasive, sway you with persuasive arguments, but to prove to you the almighty power of God's Holy Spirit. That's why the almighty power of God's Holy Spirit. For God intended that your faith not be established on man's wisdom, but by trusting in his almighty power. That's why he wants you to understand and for us to understand what took place, that our faith will stand in his mighty Holy Spirit, in the power of God Almighty. However, he says, there is a wisdom that we continually speak of when we are among those that are spiritual and mature. Hallelujah. Its wisdom did not originate in this present age, nor did it come from the rulers of this age, who are in the process of being dethroned. See? And that's what Satan don't want you to find out. He wants you to think that he's so mighty that he can just run up in your life and run over you anytime. No, he can't. No, he don't have that right. You now have authority over him. He's being dethroned. It's just a matter of time. This scoundrel will be put away and all of his demons. And that's what he's saying. And see, when we have this wisdom, we know this, and we're not moved by what's going on. Let me say this. We're not moved by what's going on in the earth. See, we have all kind of diseases that's going on. He'll name it something else. He'll name it this. He'll name it that. And then he'll break out with that. And people that don't know their God, they panic. They get full of fear. They get in doubt. And they don't know what to do. And so he have had all kind of disease and all kind of things. Now he has coronavirus. And people so afraid and so afraid. And yes, when you don't know God, he can destroy you. He can take your life. But I'm not moved by it because God is bigger. Life has triumphed over death. Great is he that's in me than he that is in the world. The number of my days, the Lord said he would fulfill. He said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. So when we know this and walk in the light of this, Psalm 91 said there's a secret place. And I made God my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him do I trust. Who are you trusting in? He said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. So let me go on. He said in verse 7, instead, listen to this, in the process of being dethroned. Verse 7, instead, we continually speak of this wonderful wisdom that comes from God, hidden before, now in a mystery. Listen, listen, hidden before, now in a mystery. It was hidden, but now it's in a mystery, a secret. And God reveals his secret to his lovers. Woo, thank you, Jesus. It is his secret plan. It is his secret plan. He doesn't reveal it to the haters. He doesn't reveal it to his enemy. He reveals it to his lovers, the people that give their hearts to Jesus, people that fall in love with Jesus. He reveals this to them. So let me finish reading. I'm going to read the whole thing again. Instead, we continually speak of this wonderful wisdom that comes from God, hidden before now in a mystery. Hidden before now in a mystery. It is his secret plan, destined before the ages to bring us into glory. See, to bring us into glory. Woo, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory. Bring us into the glory of God, the glory of God. Translate us for our gratification or so that the glory may be our. He translated us out of that world of darkness and brought us into his own kingdom. Hallelujah.